As we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Seyed VaYikra, Parshas VaYikra, and the discussion about bringing Kabbanis. The Pasuk begins, VaYikra al-Mosh v'dabel Hashem elah ma'ayil ma'ayid, Leymar, Dabam na'yisov ha-matalayim, Odom ki Yaakov mikem karm la'Hashem, min ha-behemim, min ha-bokim, min ha-tzoyim, takrivu es kabanchem. And we know that the word VaYikra, as it's spelled in the Sefer Torah, the Aleph is a small Aleph, and of course the Medrash and everyone tries to understand why is that Aleph a small Aleph. The Pshat that the Medrash offers is because it represents the tremendous modesty of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aleph, the small Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to teach Klal Yisrael Parash of Kabbonis, but Moshe Rabbeinu was modest. And that's why it says the Aleph with a small Aleph. And of course, the question is, why here we're about to learn Parshas Kabbonis, is it the time and the place to teach us about the modesty of Moshe Rabbeinu? Rashi says on the word Vayikra, Kriya Shel Chiba. It's an invitation representing the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to Klal Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu. And again here, why is this the place for this lesson? And one more question, the Pasuk, as we read, says, Odom ki Yaakov mikem karbon. Why does the Torah use the word Odom when normally the word that's used is Ish? Why does the Torah here choose to use the word Ish, Odom? The Bava Rebbe discusses in his Sefer Divrei Shloima, what is the purpose of our bringing a carbon? If somebody, Chas v'Shalom, Rachman l'Tzlan, did an Aveira, why is it that this animal should be the sacrifice for our carbon? So he brings the Yismach Moshe, where the Yismach Moshe explains that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there's different levels in the creation of the world. There's the Medaber, the human being, there's the chai, the animal, there's the tzaymich, what grows flowers and food, and then there's the daimim, the inanimate, the stone, the earth. And every one of these categories was created in the world to serve the category above it. If in the world there's earth for us to live on, and the earth produces the fruits and vegetables that we have to eat, which produce the animals, feed the animals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in that order that we should learn from this creation. And when we bring an animal for a carbon, what we're saying is that we did an Aveira, and therefore the category below us has to suffer. What are we trying to learn from this? That we, the medaber that exists in the world, are here to serve what's greater than us. And what is greater than us? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because we didn't properly serve and do what we're supposed to do in our avodas Hashem, that is the reason why the animal is to die. And that's why the Torah Kedoshah keeps on telling us that an integral part of the avodah of bringing a carbon is the smicha, that we put our hands on top of the head of the animal. The samach. Samach represents the words slicha, mechila, kapara. When we look at the animal, what we're doing to the animal, which helps us remember the order in which the world was created, that brings us to recognize how we have to constantly serve Hashem. And what happens if we don't have that proper perspective and proper behavior in our lives of doing what Hashem tells us to do and not doing what Hashem tells us not to do? And that's why at the parasha of the carbon, does the Torah use the small Aleph, which as we said represents anova, which represents being humble. A person who's humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the person that will recognize. If before we do anything, we think about who are we and who are we, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will prevent us from doing what's wrong. And moreover, the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Ki kai amar ram v'nisa." So does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ram v'nisa. Shoychen ad v'kodosh moy marm v'kodosh. The pasuk gives incredible description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, "Eshkoin v'estak v'shval ruach." Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu find himself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds himself by the person who's a shval ruach, who's humble, who's modest. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "V'alzeh abit al oni v'nechei ruach." So the Torah is saying the karbonos are so linked to anava, to so linked to being modest, because by being modest, we will not do aveira, and the entire purpose of the karbon is to remind us what we should and shouldn't be doing. And now we could understand that why the pasuk choose to use the word Adam here. Adam connotes two aspects of the human being. On one hand, Adam is from the word Adama. Kimina Adama, we were created from the earth, we were created from the ground. We don't represent anything great. On the other hand, Adam also represents Edma L'Elyon, that we could be compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we're doing is, what the pasuk is saying to us is, Adam, when you bring the carbon, what I need you to remember is that you're just an Adam. What we need you to remember is that you're just a boss of Adam. And when you remember that you're just a boss of Adam, you will have the proper respect and attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from the Adam of Kimen HaAdama, you will become the Adam of Edmel Elyon that's similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says on this pasuk, V'yikra Moshe V'idab HaShem, Mikan Amru, says the Medrash, Kol Talmud Chacham She'ein Boi Das, a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have the proper perspective, Nevei L'Tov V'menu, a dead animal is better. Tedlcha. And the Medrash continues, Shekein say ulamad b'moisha avi achochma avi anaviim. Shehoitzi Yisrael Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the wisest person, the Navi, who took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. V'yodah nasim kamenisim b'Mitzrayim. He helped so many, he was the one through which so many nisim were done in Mitzrayim. V'nairas al Yamsuf, and on Yamsuf, v'olol l'shmei morom, he went to Shemayim. And he brought down that Torah. And he was the one that was the primary builder of the Mishkan. But still, he wasn't able to enter that Mishkan until HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to him to come. What is the Torah? What is the Medrash trying to teach us? The Medrash is trying to teach us, as much as Moshe Rabbeinu had the tremendous desire to learn Torah, to learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't enter the Mishkan without my invitation. A person, as long as he will remember where he is in the world, and that he, as he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relates as if he doesn't really exist, and he doesn't have a strong place for existence, only as long as he does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do, then he can learn Torah, and then he can enter the world of Hashem. And that's what I saw Rav Chaim Matre Katz, that tells Rosh Hashivah Zitzal, says, means is the meaning of Derech Eretz Kadmu LaTorah. Before one is able to learn Torah, he has to have the Derech Eretz, the recognition. What does it mean to learn Torah? What it means to learn Torah is that we should recognize one cannot begin to learn Torah until he recognizes who he is, and particularly who he is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Masechet Nidah says, Daf Lamin Aleph Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbana Shlosh Shutvim Yesh Ba'adam, the three partners in the creation of a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avi Vimo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his parents. V'kivin Shigiyaz Manah Lipatim and Oilam, when it comes the time for a person to leave the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noitel Chalka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his portion. V'chelik Avi V'imay Menich Lefneim, and the portion of the parents are left. Amar Rapapa, and Rapapa says, Haini da Amri Inshi, this could be compared to what people say, Shploi puts Malchi. If you take meat and you don't put salt in it, Vishadi Bisril Kalba, you won't, the meat is not tasty. It could only be given to the dogs. The lesson being that the salt is like the neshama. The salt gives the taste to the meat. It preserves the meat. And so too the neshama that we all have is what keeps us alive and keeps us recognizing the priority, what is the priority in life. And that's why the Sefer Teres David explains the halacha, as this week's parasha teaches us, is a kol karbon chatikrav melech. We always have to have that salt. And every carbon we have to have the salt to remind us that it's the salt. It's the neshama, which comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Kai neshama, Shonasatabi, is what keeps us alive and is what is primary in our day-to-day life. And that's why the minig is that we always have salt on the table. Because as the Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph teaches us, Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Shulchan Shel Adam, Mechaper, the shulchan, the table at which we eat, is what brings us a kapara. And by having the salt on the table, which the salt represents the lesson of the carbon, it represents the carbon is here to remind us what is important and what is unimportant, and where we stand in recognizing what our priorities should be. And we recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how we are here just to serve him. Keep that salt on the table. And if you'll keep the salt on the table and the lesson of the salt, then you will have the lesson of the carbon. And then the word carbon, which represents karev, to be close, that is the way that we will become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enrich our lives and bring purpose to our lives.